Dr. Nandipha Makudumana has been denied bail by the Bloemfontein Magistrates Court. Magistrate Esther Delanger said Makudumana did not satisfy the court in what was in the interest of justice for her to be granted bail, or that bail conditions would stop her from evading trial.
The state's case is relatively strong against her. Chances of a conviction is good. The evidence is based on direct evidence, documentary evidence, other circumstantial evidence indicating she played a leading role in committing most of these offences. If she's convicted, she will most definitely be sentenced to a long period of direct imprisonment. But it is difficult to judge at this stage. It will depend on the trial court, and it will depend on the circumstances that will be placed before the trial court when they consider sentence. I'm of the opinion that bail conditions will not be of assistance to get the applicant to stand her trial. If the applicant is released on bail, she will have more opportunities and means to once again attempt to assist Mr. Bester to escape.
Delanger said the doctor is definitely a flight risk.
In conclusion, I find that the applicant is a definite flight risk, and that no bail condition will assist under the circumstances to limit this risk. After weighing up the personal circumstances and the interest of the applicant and her constitutional right to freedom against the interest of justice, I find that she did not satisfy the court that it's in the interest of justice for her to be released on bail.
Makudumana's bail application comes after 9 of her fellow co-accused were granted bail by different courts. It was initially believed that her partner, rapist and murderer Thabo Bester, died in his prison cell at the Mangaung Correctional Center in May of 2022. When allegations surfaced that the burnt body found in his cell was not his, Makudumana and Bester went into hiding before fleeing the country to Tanzania. Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.